she was thirsty. I was hungry for a star with somebody who wouldn't break my heart like the last one. But this one, she plays for all the marbles. Her Nietzsche books are conversation starters. And damn, I think I loved her from the first sight. I saw the light, the clouds opened up. Rest in peace, good night. All the good, good ones. I just love the way she plays guitar. When she dies down on the whammy bar, she'll be stuck on repeat, repeat in my head. Got me checking my pulse, making sure I'm not dead. Oh yeah!
Welcome to Worst Boys Guild. I'm Tyler. I am barely on time. but you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Spring break ended. It was great. One second. At least I hope it was great. My spring break was great. I went on a road trip with some friends. It was super fun. We did Philadelphia and then Washington, D.C. And then two nights in Summit, New Jersey. The magical, magical city of Summit, New Jersey. It was really nice. I genuinely, really nice little New York suburb. Took the train into New York for a day. It was a blast. And it's weird, like, senior spring break is a really weird construct of, like, last, like, big thing we do together before we all graduate and go all over the place. It was really fun. Let's see. In Philly, we went to a house show that was incredible. Like, I suggested Philly because I've heard great things about, like, their DIY scene and just their music scene in general. So I suggested it and then insisted that we go to a DIY show while we were there. And it delivered in such a huge way. The bands were so incredible. Definitely like one of the best concerts I've been to, shows I've been to, period. Honestly. And then the fact that it was just like in some basement was really stunning. So I'll play the song from the bands were Honey Thunder, Air Devi, and Noom. Noom was like a 6-7 person like screamo band, which was really exciting because that's not usually something I would go out of my way for. So I saw my first screamo show besides maybe at like festivals and stuff. Yeah, Honey Thunder was your very typical, like, exactly what you'd expect from a DIY show. Really, really great. Air Devi, my mouth was just hanging open. Their whole set, they were so good. So I'm going to play one of their songs, Swanning About, while I finish setting up the station. Here it is. Thank you.
Said you were going for some air. Said you were going for some air. You said you'd be right back. What were you trying to smoke? A 9 mile long cigarette. I couldn't sleep, I swore that you'd come home. Starting to think that the last time that I saw you, I was really talking to a ghost. Lint of a masterpiece in your black eyes, there's a fleck of white. Feels like I'm breathing too much air.
Yeah, so that's Air Devi, Air, and then D-E-V-I. Genuinely so, like, yeah, not to be too much of a fan, but it's ridiculous. Like, even, like, live, they're even better. Genuinely so glad that I have seen them live. They're doing great. That was from the first song Swanning About was from their 2020 EP of the same title. And then the second song was a single from 2021, Lint of a Masterpiece. Check them out. They're on Bandcamp. Next, I'll play Honey Thunder. I was initially not going to because I wasn't sure if the songs were explicit or not, but their Bandcamp page shows the lyrics to their songs, which is super helpful. So... next, I'll play Little Dragon by Honey Thunder. They are also on Bandcamp. Their EP is $4.20, which I love. One of my goals, actually, once I, like, am settled in my new place in New York, is to not use streaming services at all anymore, which I feel like is kind of wild and crazy, but I want to just set up, like, I've been wanting to for a long time to set up my own streaming server at home, just with all of, like, the MP3s that I have, so, like, anything from CDs or Bandcamp, and then I can just stream that from my phone, right, like, which seems cool. But then I keep not doing it because Tidal is so convenient. I really like Tidal. I like the UI. I like it over Spotify. But I feel like just not having it would be the extra push I need to just, like, buy more things on Bandcamp, which I always mean to do anyways. Or for big artists that don't really need the money, just, like, download MP3s or buy used CDs or whatever. It seems fun. Probably not forever, but it seems fun. I like discovering music in other ways besides streaming services, like radio, going to shows, buying random CDs, etc., etc. Yeah, I feel like it's weird. I feel like streaming, it's like so ubiquitous now, but it's like it's so new. I could do without it. It seems like a fun thing to try. Especially now that I'm like, I don't know, I feel like I was kind of dragging and, like, getting bored of, like, listening to new music and then seeing just, like, some really great bands at this show motivated me again to, like, discover music again. It reminded me how exciting it is to listen to music I haven't heard before and for it to be just incredible. So catch me at probably a lot more shows in the near future. It'd be a fun way to spend my last, like, month and a half of college. And the other thing that's really weird about senior spring break is when you come back, you have 6 weeks left of college. And then 2 weeks left of, like, you know, senior week and finals week. And then you're done, and then you go out into the world, which is really exciting. But it's also like, whoa, 6 weeks, that's an amount of time that I can, like, really hold in my head, in my brain. You know, that's a very, like, that's, to me, when a time period gets short enough to not be, like, abstract anymore. It's like, oh, what am I going to do with these 6 weeks? And it turns out the answer for me and many of my friends is to stress about my capstone or, you know, thesis, whatever they're doing. I've been stressing about my capstone an unreasonable amount. But hopefully that'll die down soon. Fingers crossed. Progress is happening. At least the stress leads to progress. And then besides that, just, like, enjoying time with people, enjoying college, trying to, like, think about what college has meant to me and, like, do all the college things that I have been meaning to do, which probably at this point, that's the other thing. Once it gets down to 6 weeks, it's like, I won't be doing that many of the college things that I've been meaning to do. Probably won't hit every bucket list item, but the number one bucket list, college bucket list item is just to, like, have a nice time. And I've definitely been doing that. So, anyways, that was a long digression. Definitely living up to the show description that I talked to myself for half of the show. This is a lot of me talking to myself. I hope I didn't freak out any of my fellow seniors. I'm very ready for graduation because I'm really excited for what's next for me. It must be, like, a very different vibe for the seniors who don't quite know what's coming up for them, but probably freeing. If you're able to, like, see it as exciting, the world is your oyster. If you can just, like, financially afford to just kind of, like, do whatever, take a gap year, you know, or it's, like, it's kind of financial, it's kind of not. Most people's gap years are going to just be, like, working and living somewhere anyways, which is what, like my sister did it after college and before grad school, and it was really great, and I think she needed it. I think there's something to be said for, like, before you start your career, just, like, seeing what it's like to be a regular person. I'm comp sci, like, a gap year to see what it's like to be a regular person who's, like, not a comp sci person, like, doing something not related to your major, not career-y, just to see, like, who you are and how you function outside of your, you know, your field. But me personally, I'm very excited for my career to start, so I don't know, senior spring, I hope everybody's able to make themselves excited to graduate at the very least. I certainly am and have been excited to graduate, like, in a big way ever since I signed for my job in August, almost like to a fault. Like in the fall, I think it was like I was excited to graduate almost to a fault where I did not prioritize like a sustainable college lifestyle. I worked myself too hard. I did not have a good time or a college experience. So that's what this semester is all about for me. I hope everybody's able to strike this balance. And if you're not a senior, your time is coming, probably. Unless you like drop out, but don't drop out. Unless it's right for you. I don't know. I don't know you. Your time's probably coming. Most Tufts students do not drop out. I learned recently that apparently like 6% of Tufts students actually drop out, like 1 in 15, which is a little higher than I thought, but not crazy high. I don't know. So it's significant, but for the other 94%, your time to be a senior and have the whole senior existential crisis is coming. I hope you're ready for it. For now, as promised, here is Honey Thunder. This song is called Little Dragon. And I don't even remember what it sounds like, but I know that it's not explicit, which is what matters. And I know that it's really great because all of their songs were really great last weekend. So enjoy. So there it is. There's Honey Thunder. I love it. Again, this is exactly what I go to a DIY show. I love the Riot Grrrl influence. They played Decepticon to close their set, which, of course, I was all over. It was super fun. I love it. Their Bandcamp listen is Bubble Grunge, which I think is so funny because Bubble Grunge was not something anybody had, like, was talking about, I don't think, until, like, the 2021 Spotify Wrapped. And then my whole Twitter was just people screenshotting things that said they were huge fans of this genre called Bubble Grunge. And they're like, I didn't know that existed. Much less that I was a fan of it. And Honey Thunder's Bandcamp page listen is Bubble Grunge, which I just fully disagree with. Like, even though I didn't know what it was until a few months ago, I at least can see it for, like, Sir Baby Girl, etc. That I would not call Bubble Grunge, but I don't know how those tags get added to Bandcamp. I don't know if they're crowdsourced or if the band puts them there. Would love to know. If anybody knows, if anybody, like, works for Bandcamp or has the inside scoop, let me know. But yeah, huge plug for Luigi's Mansion. That's the venue in Philadelphia that we went to. It was incredible, really well-run place, in West Philly. There's just a lot of great music happening in that city, and I want to go back. It was so fun. Huge plug for Philadelphia. Anyways. What was I gonna say? I had something I wanted to say, but I forgot it. Just go to Luigi's Mansion, follow them on Instagram, do the whole thing. And now for WMFO, a little WMFO plug. They're doing a donation drive that I'm about to read a PSA for, but seriously, it seems really cool. It's like quote-unquote donation drive, but with, like, really good perks. Like, it's not just, like, please give us money. It's like think Kickstarter with, like, rewards, with, like, really good reward tiers. So you can get a shirt, a WMFO shirt, for, like, $25. I don't know. They're doing a contest to design the shirt, which I'm always wary of. Like, a lot of times those result in really bad shirts, so I haven't decided whether to buy one yet, but I probably will. It's a donation drive, but they've got really cool things. Definitely check it out. I'll read all the information about it in a sec. It's worth a look, especially if you like, the better shows on this station. I'm sure nobody's donating because of my show, but if you like Freeform Radio, if you like ad-free little college radio station situation, please consider donating. This is a really serious operation that they run here, and I cannot imagine that it's cheap. So yeah, if you like what WMFO is doing here, please consider donating. And now I'll read the official. Literally word for word, the first one is, if you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. So I guess I'll read the other one. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donation drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. If you go on WMFO.org, it's very loud. It'll be right there in your face when you go to the website, the donation drive info. So please consider giving. And that actually is, like, a bonus PSA. So we're all gonna share another PSA with each other today too, from the binder. Dried fruit has made its way to the front of the binder. I guess people sometimes, like, move them around when they use them. Let's see. Let's do another Tufts one. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, did you guys like my little sniff? For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Please don't be alarmed by my pause to do like a little sniff. I have tested negative for COVID post-symptom onset. My roommate who I traveled with is like very anxious that she has COVID, and I'm very not. We went on an 8-night road trip, and then on the last night stayed up until like 2 a.m. So I think I just have like, my body is really not doing so hot after that, nor should it be. It was a very energetic, very fun, but very exhausting week. And so I just, you know, a little congestion from that. But I have tested negative since it started. It's already gotten better after literally one day. So I'm not worried. I still am, like, wearing a mask in public, though, because even though I don't have COVID, I don't want to give people whatever I do have. It is going to be a bloodbath, though, I worry. People coming back from everywhere, after having partied for a whole week, which is not super COVID safe. I already, like, know people who've been close contacts. And they're getting rid of, like, the testing and mask requirements before, like, within 2 weeks. Like this week, we're all getting, like, one more COVID test, two more. And then it's going to go to, like, testing for people with symptoms only, which disappoints me, and at the same time they're getting into the mask requirement, which also disappoints me. I really don't want Spring Fling to get canceled. You guys heard me 2 weeks ago. You guys heard how freaking excited I am for Spring Fling. The last thing I want is for it to get canceled. And they're just lifting all these COVID restrictions, which I don't love, but you know, I wish they would at least do, like, frequent testing and, like, full masking policy for, like, 2 weeks just to, or, like, 1 week. They're doing, like, less frequent testing this week, and then masks are coming right off afterwards. I feel like masks for 2 weeks, testing for 1 week would let us really weed out all the people who picked up COVID on spring break and then have them in isolation and then have them all still wearing masks to class and everything until they're fully better, but what do I know? The Daily uncovered that Tufts is out of money for testing, and now Tufts is reducing their testing. So, cool. You guys heard me talk a lot 20 minutes ago about how I just want to enjoy my senior spring after the turbulent college experience I've had, and that is still very true. Really hoping that, you know, a huge COVID outbreak, because there's a new variant now too. Hoping that a new huge COVID outbreak doesn't, you know, interfere with my little senior spring bucket list item of having fun with friends. We will see. I don't super know what other music to play. This is definitely going to be more of a Tyler Talks to Himself show. Or if anybody wants to call in, then it'll be a Tyler Talks to Somebody Else show. You know, when you're with friends, you don't listen to a ton of new music. It was a road trip, so it was a lot of, like, listening to agreeable music that I was confident about. I did aux for, like, a couple legs of the road trip, and it was super fun. And it's also a lot of pressure, because it's like, what if people secretly hate what I'm doing? But my friends are pretty blunt, so I don't think they would secretly hate what I'm doing. I think they would vocally hate what I'm doing on aux, if that was the case. I did aux. We listened to, but it's all like music everybody's heard before. It was like, we listened to Mass Seduction all the way through, which was a blast. It's been a long time since I did that. We listened to Lorde's first album. Guys, I really should know Lorde better. Pure Heroine. We listened to Pure Heroine all the way through. A bunch of Maggie Rogers, stuff like that. A bunch of, like, Kent and the Man, Saweetie, etc. All agree, like, music that everybody likes. And then we listen to a lot of, like, the Spring Fling artists, like a lot of Amine. Not Dayglow, I'm sorry. You'll never catch me listening to a lot of Dayglow. But I love to rag on them, and it'll still be super fun to watch them at Spring Fling. Zimpia. It was fun. But that means that I don't have any new music from the past week, 2 weeks. So anybody should send me music that they want to. And if not, I'll play Excess by Rina Sawayama. This was on our road trip playlist, and it's great. And it's not explicit, which is a little rare for this playlist, so it's going to be great. Oh, yeah. I'm scrolling our road trip playlist to try to give you guys an idea, and it's literally, like, it's a lot. It's a lot of explicit music, so I don't think I'm going to be able to give you guys an accurate picture. But here's Rina. Stream Rina. Abrupt change. I'm just gonna play whatever I got now. I feel like I really should be bringing a lot more energy to this show, but this is the end of the spring break theme for these last 15 minutes. Here's To You by Mariah the Scientist.
Yes, it's best to get this out in the open. Like my heart was once, but now it's closing. You were lost and a little unfocused. But maybe you hoped I wouldn't notice. Disappointed is the least I could say. Who these women would lead you astray? You just wanna live life outside a cage, and I hope you'll change. But look at what we made. Sure was beautiful. Now I lay it in a grave. Now I'm all covered in dirt. And I try to behave, but whenever they play our song, don't know why I feel ashamed. When they told me, don't ever accept no favors. 2 a.m. in the parking garage, it's clearly a no-brainer. Should've left you last July, but I was only trying to save us. Maybe it's these memories, or maybe it's the chase, or maybe it's whenever I roll over to your face. Whatever it is, I know you don't wanna be safe. No, I never thought it would go up in flames, but
I don't.
Guys, I decided to find Noom on Bandcamp. And the problem is they don't have their lyrics on their songs. And I genuinely can't tell from listening if the songs are explicit or not. It's all screams. They're a screamo band. They're like, it's like if Harvey Danger was a screamo band. It's like the best way to describe their music. It's good. Like, it's definitely good. But what do I do? I don't know. I don't know if one of these songs is just called Bean. I guess if you play music with a curse word, but nobody listening can understand the curse word, did you really play explicit music? Also, do I want to listen to screamo right now in the morning? Right after listening to some, like, nice R&B? A lot of questions. A lot of questions being asked on Worst Boys Guild. But they're definitely good. You should check them out. They're at Noom, noom.bandcamp.com. They're like if Harvey Danger was a screamo band, but then there's a second singer who sounds, it's like very Fall Out Boy. It's like, oh, this person listened to only Fall Out Boy as a teen. I think it's great. Their latest release is from last Halloween, which feels right. And I wanna play it, but I don't wanna risk it. I don't want to get blackballed from the freeform radio industry. Is that a thing? Is blackballing, like, compatible with freeform radio? Or is that just called, like, accountability? Sorry my thoughts are so scattered today. If anybody knows how to make an app, hit me up. All I can think about is my app. But somebody on my capstone team agreed to go to the GIM, the Jumbo Code Project Manager GIM. The app is for Jumbo Code, and it's consuming my thoughts. I have so much homework to do that I just am struggling to care about, because, like, this Jumbo Code stuff is for, like, people. Like, people are gonna see it and use it, which is not true if, like, any of the classwork that I really do. But I know it's all about balance, but not this week. Anyways, you could do what I do with Jumbo Code, which is my girlfriend just texted, I'll make your app. Thank you, Epiphany. If you go to Tufts and you're not a senior and you like leadership, you like people, you like apps, you don't have to know how to code an app, you just have to like apps. You should be good with leadership and with people, though. Consider going to the Jumbo Code Project Manager GIM this Thursday. Like, it's like late afternoon, evening. I think it's like 6:30 or something. You should absolutely go. The bottleneck for Jumbo Code being able to take on more members is always at the project manager phase. Like, I think there was like a 35% acceptance rate for developers this year, and it literally was only because we only have like 7 project managers, so 7 projects, and each one can take on like an absolute maximum of 10 developers. I took on 10 and it was a lot. Most people did 8 or 9. So it would be really helpful. It would be another web app to a nonprofit organization, which is always cool. Yeah, I think the misconception about Jumbo Code is you have to, like, know computer science to join. First of all, there are designers. But designers, like, I think a lot of people decide to join Jumbo Code willy-nilly as a designer, not realizing that it's serious. Being a designer is, like, another leadership. Not like. It is another leadership position that you should really be qualified for. I have a really good designer, and it completely changed the whole vibe of the project in a way that I really appreciated. But if you have good leadership skills, you absolutely do not need to know how to code to be a project manager, which is a misconception that people have about Jumbo Code, because they have what's called a tech lead that was only added like a year or two ago, which just really changes the basically your tech lead is the person whose job it is to know the computer science stuff. You as project manager, it's your job to just coordinate people, help people bond, help people get to know each other, feel invested in the app, et cetera, et cetera. If you're interested in like doing a really like high commitment charity type project, if you're in computer science or electrical engineering and need a senior capstone, if you just want to try your hand at something in the tech industry because you're not a computer science major and didn't think that you could go into the tech industry and are just finding out that you actually can go into tech without a comp sci degree, consider PMing. They're going to give all the information that I wish I had going in this Thursday at the GIM. My girlfriend texted, do these nonprofits need interns? Not the one I'm working with, sadly. Maybe some of them. I don't know. Yeah. You don't have to have a computer science degree to go into tech, which I think a lot of people don't realize and is a barrier to a lot of people who, like, just aren't into the coding part, but should still be able to enjoy the excitement and, frankly, like, lucrativeness of a tech job. That's my plug. I've decided to spend the last... Jumbo Code's consuming my life. I've decided to spend 5 minutes worth of my radio show on Jumbo Code, but no regrets. I seriously think that Jumbo Code could use more outside people who are not familiar with the organization, and who just, like, will bring in fresh ideas and who are really good at bringing people together. And if you're, like, a project-oriented type of person, if you're good at, like, scoping out big picture things, if you are good at like adhering to deadlines, including deadlines that are far away, you should absolutely do it. I think the dream Jumbo Code situation honestly would be if you are a non-coding person who is really good at leadership stuff and you have a friend who's in comp sci who could be your tech lead. You could have a really cute like friendship moment that way. But also, even if you don't have comp sci friends, there's like a solid month budgeted in the fall for finding a tech lead who will work for you. And then once you get the dynamic set up of like, I don't know computer science things, I really need you to be an equal leader on this project, then you're good to go. So consider it. As somebody who's going into the tech industry, I think everybody should consider going into the tech industry, especially because like, I'm really tired of getting all my non-comp sci friends sour grapes about how nice the tech industry is to work for when you literally don't need a comp sci degree to do it. Yeah. If you've expressed sour grapes to your comp sci friends about how much they make and how nice their workplaces are, consider PMing. That could all be yours with very little comp sci knowledge. Anyways. Speaking of computer science, I need to go do my TA thing. I need to go do my office hours. Teach people comp sci. It'll be fun. But that's my big news about the goings on campus. And have a great week. See you guys next week. We only have like 4 or 5 more of these, which is crazy. Worst Boys Guild. Worst Boys Guild forever, except not really. Worst Boys Guild for like 4 or 5 more times, and then probably never again, which is sad. But see y'all next week. Have a great day. Try to stay warm. I hate how cold it is for late March. I'm really not happy about it. Try to stay warm. I will be fighting for my life out here. And catch you later. I'm Tyler. This is 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, Worst Boys Guild. Tyler plays music and talks to himself. Catch you later.
I wanted to go surfing, I just had to get away. baggies and a duke down at Dutchester Bay. Well, now the girls on Titty and Beach on the hot summer days. But you can't go surfing where there are no waves. There's no surfing